I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Disney's Pirates of the Caribbean, all romance and thrills. But real piracy exists. It's serious. A study from the International Maritime Bureau says it's a growing threat for international trade. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, what's the problem?
Well, I think most people would be pretty surprised to hear that last year there were 445 piracy incidents around the world. That's a 20% jump from the year before. I spoke with Captain Jayant Abhyankar, who's with the International Maritime Bureau, and he reiterates this is not the Hollywood version of high seas piracy.
Most people at large think pirates are like maritime Robin Hoods, and they steal from the rich to distribute to the poor. But the picture is quite different altogether.
And Alex, the business cost is huge. 90% of the world's goods are transported by sea.
Arg, Tess. Well, what do these pirates do and what are they after?
Well, the captain told me there are a couple of different types of piracy. The first is maritime mugging or robbery, just what it sounds like. That's the most common. The second kind is much more organized. In fact, it's usually crime syndicates that will do this. Abhyankar says they'll hijack ships with expensive cargoes on board, maybe oil or even sugar. They'll sometimes kill the crew. 21 were killed last year. Then they'll paint the ship, change the name, park it in a port where nobody's really checking it, and unload.
Okay, no more Arga jokes. This is serious. Where are ships most vulnerable?
The most piracy incidents are in Southeast Asia, more there than anywhere else. But there really is risk everywhere and to everyone. In fact, just this morning, an American supply ship off the coast of West Africa was attacked. Luckily, the crew managed to chase the pirates away, but one watchman was injured.
Well, so is the International Maritime Bureau trying to do something about this, or the UN, or who? What's going on?
Well, there are some technology solutions that ships can use. Of course, they're expensive. There's an electronic fence that you can erect around a ship that gives a 9,000-volt shock to anyone who tries to board the ship. You can also have satellite tracking on board, so that if the ship goes off course, that somebody who's watching you will notice and notify the authorities. But the experts say the real answer lies with coastal governments to protect and police their own waters. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at Italy's effort to crack down on corruption in the wake of the Parmalat scandal.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.